just to talk, teach all these things to us. Even when we are going to take any water in a vessel, we should not pour these nails in water. If you are cooking you are giving some salt in dal, next time it should not be kept there, otherwise he becomes jutha, remnant. So take very carefully water, salt, masala and all these things, so that all should be pure. Not giving this and this without washing hands, and you should take this and like this. If you are doing anything outside temple or in outside of cooking room, you should not run and come at once. You should put water on your feet and hands. Don't come with shoes in Thakur Ghar, Thakur Mandir, or in kitchen room is also a temple. Where Srimati Radhika is cooking for Krishna with his sakhis, you are not cooker, but cooker is Srimati Radhika. So it is like a temple. You should try to make it so pure always. Also try to honor all the devotees who are taking name from anyone, X, Y, Z. But they are chanting Hari name. They should be honored. No? If they are samajatiya, samajatiya means?
Like-minded.
Samajatiya. Then they should be honored more. And really, if one has taken diksha, really, in real sense, not like that Gurudev has given one thread here and told only one time mantra, and now we have forgotten everything, but we think that we are initiate. This is not in real sense. So if anyone is in real sense, he has been properly given diksha initiation, try to, with sambandha gyan, in who is jeev, who is Krishna, what is maya, knowing all these things, and having some real relation with Krishna among the four relations, dasa, sakha, vatsalya, and madhava. In beginning, there is no relation, only that he is Prabhu, I am his servant. But what kind of servant? There is anything in our heart. Gurudev adds to develop it. So we should know all these things. If anyone chanting Krishna name 3 lakhs daily, and one person having relation with Krishna really, and he is chanting less, but he has so much good relation with Krishna and associates, then his one name will be equal to 3 lakhs name of other devotee who has not really taken initiation in proper way. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabo tana paye Krishna pade premadhan. In crores and crores births and life, he cannot attain Krishna prem. You should understand by example. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs daily name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given him the name of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And so much giving honor to Haridas Thakur. He used to go to give his darshan daily in his Siddhavakul. He has so much honor. Daily he used to go. He used to send daily his remnants to Haridas Thakur by Govinda. No? But there was a boy named Rupa. He was so junior to Haridas Thakur. He was not any acharya. But although he was not chanting 3 lakhs a daily, writing books, deflecting the moods of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave in prayer what he gave, Chaitanya Manobhishta he established. Who is superior? For ordinary persons, Haridas Thakur is more superior than Rupa Goswami. But those who know all this tattva, then they will see that Rupa Goswami is a Rupa Manjari and Haridas Thakur is like Brahma or Pranad Maharaj. Most superior than Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons cannot imagine these thoughts. Only the persons who are doing so much bhajan, they can
realize it,
this fact. So we should try to go deep in Krishna bhakti. Taking initiation in real form, real way, and having some connection with Krishna, that connection should not go away in this life or other lives. This is called diksha, initiation. But anyhow, a person having no diksha knows nothing and chanting Krishna name, yet you will have to honor him. Because he is chanting Krishna. He is coming to be a family man of Krishna family. So we should honor. If he is rebuking, even we should honor them. Only you can criticize your mind, undeveloped mind or unconscious mind. Mind is so wicked. So we can take a broom, dolly in morning, beating mind, oh mind, be pure and try to serve Krishna like this. So, my humble prayer is to everyone to honor all the Vaishnavas who are senior, either in coming to Gurudev, first or second, this juniority, or generity and serenity in bhakti. We cannot realize serenity and generity according to bhakti. Sometimes we may. We can count only serenity and generity from the date we have gone to Gurudev. It is also okay, but that thing is more superior. Je jakhan Vaishnava chiniya adar karibe jabe, adar karibe jabe, those who are in a great to realize that he is Kanishta Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari, surely he is above Madhyam. And he should be respected. So we should give respect according to this quality of Vaishnava stage. Whether he is in Kanishta, whether he is in Madhyam, and he is in Uttam Adhikari. And according to this stage, we should give honor. Then you will develop so much, so much. So we should try for this. Any kirtan? You should do.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shishmad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaiti Namine Atimatra Charitraya Swasitanancha Paline Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nama Prema Pradane Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasindhu Kharivacha Patitanam Pavanegyo Vaishnavegyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyamya Gauratishena Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadare Krishnaya Krishna Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktyabhihinaya Paradhalakshay Chiptasya Kamaditarangamadhe Kripamai Tvam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Namaste Charanam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvayavina Iti Divyaya Radhe Tanna Mama Charanam. Anarpiticharim chirat karunaya vatirna karu samarpayitum unnato jvalasam sa bhakti si hariha purat sundar dhuti kadamba sandipita sadaride kandari spuru I was just explaining that what is unnato ujvala rasa that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Radhika. And what is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa that he wanted to distribute among all the souls. So, it seems some difference. Three modes of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test. And this is actually Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. But also he distributed by Naam, through name, Prem, and gave Prem to all. It is also Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. So I want to make a very vivid explanation that you should know what is the difference between two. Up till now I have explained that the mood of Darsya, the mood of Sakha, the mood of even Vatsalya is not Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. Even Swakiya Bhava or Rukmini and Satyabhama or Sita Devi to Ramchandra is not Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. So I am trying to explain these things that you may have some ideas of Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. You cannot take, though I will give so many explanation, but those hearts are pure. They have served Vaishnavas. They have come in the association of higher class of Vaishnavas. They may take it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could not give to all. So I cannot give. But I think that those who have come to here, surely they have some past impression in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. And that is why they have come and joined. From different part of world, from England, America and so far away places. From Sydney, from where and there. And they are roaming with me here and there. So they must have some impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So I think that if they will have some association and hearing all these things, little by little, gradually, they can know all these things. Certainly a very strong impression will come in their hearts. And those who are not interested with this, they will not take no harm. So I am explaining. I explain the mood of Satyabhama is Swakiya Madhur Rasa, but not Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. In India, there is a shadow of that Unnat Ujjwala Rasa in household lives by marriage. If any qualified person is married with any chaste qualified girl by reciting Veda mantras and making sakshi
evidence
of fire, air, water, especially Ganga water, Tulasi,
Shalagram,
Brahmins and devotees. There will be the evidence. If anyone wants to divorce, they cannot do. In any certain reason, if there is a cause that he has lost faith in Krishna and associates, lost faith in Harinam chanting, in this case, they can be rejected. Otherwise, no. Like Gurudev could not be given in anywhere. If he is like so, then he can be given. Otherwise, no. For poor knowledge, because he is not so beautiful, he is ugly, he rebukes, sometimes gives one slap. For these reasons, we cannot be for. He always controls Gurudev for our benefit, not for his benefit. Then he should not be given. So in this way, all are evidence for this. So this is called marriage. And then wives becomes a servant of his heart. But not servants, half sahadharmini. Sahadharmini. He always helps in dharma, in bhakti and all others. In India we don't take like servant, maid servant. Sahadharmini. No? But nowadays, time are changes and some impurity comes in this. Now they are following Western
culture
and they are giving up all these things. So if marriage by this in Ved, with Ved mantra, in guidance of all what I told, fire, Vaishnava, Shalagram and all other things, water, air, then they become Shakya. Those who has been married to their husband, but from beginning they have no affection and love for them, and they have only affection for any other person from beginning, they are called Pargiya. But having so many, with so many persons, it is not guaranteed in any Shastra. It is so bad thing. But Gopis are telling, Uddhava is telling, what is? In Srimad Bhagavat, Vyas or Sukadeva Goswami are also telling, what is love? Prema Striyo Vanachari Vyabhichara Dushta. Sukadeva Goswami himself telling, Vyas is himself telling, those who have no connection with Krishna in any way, they are Vyabhicharini. They are guilty for being Vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means like prostitute. But those who are married to anyone or not, but if they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna to their beloved, then they are superior than all kinds of goddess or anyone, chaste ladies. They are more chaste than any. You know the name of Arundhati. You know Savitri. You know so many. There were so many chaste ladies in Indian sculpture. But also you know the names of Mandodari, Mamandari, wife of Raman. Wife of Pacho Pandavas, five Pandavas, Draupadi. Kunti, the mother of Pandavas. Gandhari, no Gandhari.
Ahalya.
Tara, wife of Sugriv and Bali combined. At first he was married to Bali, but when he was suited, then he became the wife of Sukri. Mandodari, he was the wife of Ravan, but afterward he used to live with
Vibhishan.
Kunti has three husbands, four. One Pandu, and secondly Pavandev, Dharmadev, Dharmaraj, and
Indra.
Indra. There's four. But still, she was more than any of chaste ladies. Why? Draupadi has five husbands, but still he is known as a unmarried girl, Kanya. So sacred. So why? Because they used to think that Krishna is my beloved by heart and soul. Though they were married to anyone, no harm. So gopis are most chaste among also these, most superior than these five what I told. And all others having the mood that he is my husband in this body of what? Earth, air, water, fire, and all this. So much stool and urine and so many bad things in this body, thinking them to. Pati means who saves from any suffering, sorrows, death and everything. And he supports with praying, knowledge and all these things. He is actually Pati. Or Pati's husbands cannot save us from death, suffering, sorrow. Or husbands cannot save us from being old. If hairs are going white, they will not do. Something coming on oldness. So actually, our beloved and husband and everything is Krishna. Those who are like this, whether they are married to anyone, X, Y, Z, no harm. But if they are no at all any connection with him, or connection even, but thinking that Krishna is my beloved Krishna. So those ladies in Vrindavan, girls of Vrindavan, gopis, still married by the trick of Yogamaya, I told to yesterday. By trick. Gopis are none difference from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is Ladini Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Like sun and its heat, water and its liquidness. They cannot be separated. And all the gopis are Kaya View, manifestation of Srimati Radhika there, who are taking easily part in Rasa and serving Krishna. They are, though they are upwardly, outwardly married to, have given marriage to anyone go, but that marriage was false, only to create some mood that we are wife of another go. But loving Krishna, they have no connection with their husbands, nothing. So the marriage is not done, and they are thinking that we are the wife of this go. They are called Parakiya. Parakiya means marriage to others, but having so much affection and love to Krishna. Whether they are married to anyone, only being girl, unmarried, or married, all are Parakiya. And they are so much superior than any of Shastri. Because we see that Uddhav, no marriage at all, he was Balad Brahmachari. Narad, Bal Brahmachari. Sukadev Goswami, Bal Brahmachari, he never used clothes even, so high class of devotee. But all they wanted to take the feet dust of gopis. Why? If they are not so sacred. Ashamaho charnarenu jusaham syam Vrindavane kimap gulmalatau sadhina Jasdustajana swajana arja pathancha hitva Veje mukunda padavim sutibhi mrimikya Bande nanda braja istrina Pardrenum abhiknasa Jasang harut kothat goti punati bhuanatte. Uddhava went to Vrindavan and he realized the glories of gopis. At first he used to know that I am superior than any devotee. But when he came, he realized this, that Krishna has sent me to learn something in this school of Prem school of gopi, devotional school of gopis. But I am thinking that I am not even qualified to take admission in this school. Oh, so high class of a standard. Why Krishna sent me to? I am not qualified to even give my name in that school. So very far away. I am only glorifying them by taking the feet dust of gopis, because they have given everything to serve Krishna. They have given shame, they have given fame, the service of their husbands. They have forgotten their own body and taking meals and everything, decorating themselves, and that left all these things. Buddha is telling, I cannot give. as gopis has given. So, I am not qualified to go in their school, then how I will have a chance to get the feet dust of gopis? So he becomes hopeless, hopeless quite. He is telling that I am doing pranam to the direction where gopis are there. I am not qualified to even to touch the lotus feet dust of gopis. Even one dust.
There are lakhs and lakhs gopis.
Uddhav even cannot count them. And he cannot reach to all the gopis. How he can pray all the dust of all the gopis' feet? He became hopeless. Then he thought that I should take only one dust of any of the gopis.
Dust particle
from any of one dust only. Krishna says that Uddhav, if you like, you can select of what one gopi, which one you want to take one dust. Then what he will, to whom he will select? Srimati Radhika. So he wants one dust of lakhs and lakh particles of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. One particle he wants. He thinks that even I am not qualified to do this. So I am praying from the direction, in the direction which that lot dust is there. If I can pray one dust, I will be what?
Successful in life.
My life. Hamara jivan dhanya uthega, sarthak ho jayega. My life will be successful. If I am praying from far away, even if anyone goes to Vrindavan, Bhandivan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giridhar, Govardhan, Bansi Bhat, Seva Kunja of Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Kadambate, you all remember Kadambate. You remember Kadambate in Nandagaon? And Uddhav Kyari, where Gopi were feeling so much separation, all were senseless there. And Uddhav went there and realized there the glory of all the Gopis. Then he is telling all these things. My life has been successful. Coming in the school of Gopis, I was not admitted. Only air come from that school and so this is called Unnata Ujjvala Ras. This. If Uddhav fails, if Narad fails, Brahma and Shankar fails. Sometimes Shankar wanted this and make a shape of gopi. But he was caught in the midway and he was given so much like this. And his cheeks were and he began to cry, Yog Maya, I will never come in Vrindavan and I will never dare like so to take part in Rasasthali or to see. So this is called Unnata Ujjwal. Unnat means highest. Unnata Ujjwal. More shining than sun. Charming Krishna with heart.
The affection of Srimati Radhika is the highest mood of this Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this slok of Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilasitam Sunyam, Jnana Karma Dhyana Pritam Anukulline Krishna Anusiranam Bhakti Ruttama, in this slok, Bhakti Ruttama denotes that highest affection of gopis, that is Parakiya Bhav Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. This is Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to test this topest mood of gopis. No? He cannot distribute this thing because it is the wealth of only Srimati Radhika. Even Lalita Vishakha have not these moods. Madan, the highest topic of Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. But some inferior, that is called Mohan or Modan, they have. In this, gopis become so much object that seeing Uddhav, they are thinking that a bee is there and he is like a dut of Krishna. Sometimes angry, sometimes favorable, sometimes in others, having so many modes, they are talking about that bee. Perhaps Krishna has come in the shape of bee to test all these things. And gopis are telling, oh, you are madman, you are impure, go out of from here, don't try to touch my feet, I'm so pure, go from here. How, in what shape you have come? To make us angry, more angry? You are so foolish that you cannot think how to come to pacify the anger of gopis. You don't know. And Uddhav, oh, really this is the thing. I don't know anything. Uddhav is hearing all this and very far away and realizing what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa here. But he could not be a spark, a sprinkle of all these things. He returned to Mathura. He cannot be any entity of Vrindavan. Not even cows, calves or anything. Cows loves Krishna more better than Uddhav. And Krishna has to come like their sons and calves like friends. Krishna
strokes.
Coughs like friends. And like doing like this. Sometimes massaging the legs of coughs. Giving very soft and sweet grasses in their mouths. My friend, take it. Uddhav cannot realize this. He is saying that how coughs are loving Krishna, but he cannot love like this. That is why he was not qualified to be in the Vrindavan, and at last he has to return in. Kitna baj gaya? Kitna minute? So this, you can think, what is, can you guess? Guess means?
Imagine.
Can you imagine something? That what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa? Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. So Krishna was so much worried to test all these things. If anyone has no such love and affection, he cannot realize Krishna is how sweet, how beautiful, how singing beautifully on the. And he cannot love like gopis. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give some purple to sprinkle. Some very little particles to jivas. They cannot be a tolerate unnat ujjvala rasa. They cannot tolerate. They have no capacity to have. They have no qualification to have such a high class of affection in them. Only Srimati Radhika is called you. They can realize this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come to give this thing, unnat ujjvala rasa. This. What? Unnatar ujjvala rasaṁ svabhakti śriyam. Some more emphasis on these last words. Svabhakti śriyam. Svabhakti means? Sva means?
Own.
Own bhakti. What own? Who is own? Śrīmatī Rādhikā is own. Krishna. His bhakti. Not his bhakti, but his bhakti śriyam. Sva means Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's bhakti. And this, the śri means shobha.
Beauty.
Of Śrīmatī Radhika's unnat ujjvala rasa. If you think there is a creeper, if there is creeper, no, if a creeper, there is no leaves, no fruit, no flower, there is no beauty of that creeper. When there are so many leaves, very green, so many flowers, here, there, in each branches. Some fruits, very reddish or golden, like what?
Grapes.
And some manjaris. Manjari, you know? What is that? Manjari? Not flowers. Like mangoes, manjari. In which fruits comes? Very, very sweet. Kakus always take this and sing so sweet. Very delicious, very tasteful. If air comes and touches and plays with these creepers or all the leaves become so happy and do like this. They begin to
dance.
And manjaris doing like this with happiness. This is the beauty of that creeper. But if creeper has no leaves, no that manjari, no fruits, no leaves, air will come and he will not play with that. And he will have no taste to play. So if he see any creeper playing with airs, lips going there, dancing always like, you know, people tree? People? I am not seeing here, perhaps we have seen in Malaysia. But it dancing. If air little comes, then they begin to dance. And their heads being here and there. So this is the beauty of that creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give the beauty of Radhika's unnat ujjvala ras, not ujjvala ras. I think you have known something that I want to tell. Make a kirtan. Munindra Bindavandi. What is the beauty of that creeper? The creeper is Śrīmatī Radhika herself. But what is the beauty?
sakhis. If there are no sakhi, no beauty at all. So Srimati Radhika always surrounded by gopis. You should know in this reference, prasanga mein kya?
Context.
That there are so four kinds of sakhis. Swapaksh, Vipaksh, Tatastha and Shuddha. Swapaksh means in the side of Srimati Radhika. The sakhis of Radhika. The sakhi Chandravali and her all sakhi are Vipaksha. Vipaksha means
opposite.
And some are in middle. Natural. Tatastha.
Neutrals.
And some are Suhrid.
Friends.
Not Swapaksha, not Vipaksha, not Tatastha. Sometimes so much nearer to Radhika like friend. Then they are Swapaksha, Suhrid. And when they are nearer to Chandravali and other Vipaksha, they are called Tatastha. The Tatastha of Srimati Radhika Sakhis are called Suhrid of
Chandravali.
Understand? If you want to know that thing, what is the meaning of Shriya Shobha, beauty? Among these four, only Swapaksha are also of four kinds. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Narma Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. Five kinds. Sakhi of Radhika, but sometimes some including towards Krishna. Inclination towards Radhika. But always they have tendency to serve jugal. They are Swapaksha. But even inclination something to Srimati, Krishna, then they are like Sakhi and they are called Dhanishta and all others. When they have some inclination towards Srimati Radhika and very near dear to Radhika, they are Priyanarma Sakhi and Prishtas, Param Prishtas Sakhi, like Lalita Abhishakha and all Chitra. And then, solely inclination towards Radhika. Without Radhika, they cannot live. The life souls, Radhika is life and soul of all these. Nitya Sakhi and Prams. Among Nitya Sakhi, Pram Sakhi are prominent, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, all. They always serve Srimati Radhika. If Krishna is defeated by Srimati Radhika, they are overjoyed and clapping. And if Krishna defeats Radhika, then some problems come. They do like this. But Lalita may laugh and enjoy, but there will be somewhat. So these are always being with Radhika. All time. Lalita and Vishakha and that Sakhi. They will not enter in the Kunj where Radha and Krishna are there. But these Sakhi, Manjari, can enter at any time and they can serve their pass or freedom for that. They will hesitate, Lalita, Abhishakha and Sakhi this. But they will not hesitate. They can do any shivap at any time. So their beauty. If Krishna is meeting with them, they are testing the same thing. Being far away. But everything they are testing.
They have no need to meet Krishna at all. So these are called Manjari. These are the beauty of Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have come to give this mood of these gopis. He should not expect more than this. Not more than this. They cannot be like Lalita, Vishakha or all of us. Only they can have this thing. But it is not a very little thing. It is Unnat Ujjvala Ras. Tattad Icchamayi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this thing through Harinam Sankirtan and he has taken this Unnat Ujjvala Ras, the three moods of Radhika. So if anyone has these things, these modes of Manjari, he can taste the beauty, the sweetness of his flute sound or anything of Krishna. And if we have no such prem and all these things, we cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has merciful. Come to give this thing. Before this, Sakharas, Dasharas, and Basalra has been given something. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, and all have given Goda Devi of Ramanujacharya. They have given all these things. But these things, she of Svabhakti Sriyam, Unnat Ujjal Mood, has never been given so long when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first then. It was so it is so highest thing. If anyone has some taste, some greed, by reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, by hearing all these things, a little greed, then he will give up his everything in the Lord's feet of his Gurudev, his Shiksha Guru, the devotee, and will try to collect something. Matir, Krishna Bhavita Bhakti. भाविता मति क्रियताम कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लम ललम मूल्यम एकलम जन्म कोटि सुतिर्थम. I will explain more clearly tomorrow. My doctor is also telling I should obey him. Should not speak more because it will make me problem. So Sankirtan Mahamantra.